Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
They discovered what has made civilization possible. Why did the beast that is the animal be able to pull off civilization, not just be like other animals where we kind of hang out in very small numbers and just try to survive? There's something specific to us. They figured it out. That coming up in moments. First this. They stopped a giant cargo ship yesterday. Well, it was already in port and unloading. Which to me means there were lots of people involved in this. Because you just, I'm guessing, I don't know how it works, but I'm guessing you can't just show up with one of those giant cargo ships to a port and find an empty bay and start unloading stuff.
Do me a favor. Take this big container on your ship. Would you bring it to America? Would you please? Here's a little cash.
I've got to assume it's more like the gates at an airport. I mean, it's all very scheduled, and, you know, this plane, that plane, and you got 15 minutes. And, I mean, because, you know.
And my knowledge on...
I think we're going off on a bit of a tangent.
Sure. My knowledge on shipping regulations is entirely from season 2 of The Wire, when they spent some time on the docks of longshoremen. They were saying in that it's a random sampling that gets actually checked.
Correct.
That a very small sample of the things that come through actually ever get a human set of eyes put on them.
This particular ship had 16 tons of cocaine on it, which is an unimaginable amount. 16 tons worth about $1 billion. It's the largest haul ever at one time. Biggest bust by far of all time.
Yeah, you got like 3 feet worth of kids' toys, and then you got all the coke stuffed in the back, and you hope the inspector just paws about, you know, 2 boxes deep. Yeah, it looks like kids' toys to me. Moving along.
Somebody's in trouble for that, I gotta...
Man, that's a lot of coke. Yeah, they arrested a bunch of guys on the ship.
Well, I don't mean in trouble with the law.
Oh.
The bad guys. Oh. Somebody's got to be trouble on the bad guys' end, because somebody lost a lot of money.
That was, well, maybe just one of the 5 ships that went through that day, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I have no idea.
And that's the decoy ship that they put up to get caught, so the ship with the real stuff got through, you know.
And maybe the guy who caught it is being paid off to say, see how good he is at catching this $1 billion ship as they unload the $2 billion ship over there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Who knows?
This is the twisted plot line.
Well, I watch too much TV.
Plus, like, companies that write in liability to their bottom line or their financial plan, or I don't know, maybe you're running a utility that occasionally burns towns down. You plan for that, and so, you know, they might not go crazy. They'll make sure everybody did what they're supposed to do, but they understand, yeah, we'll lose 1 shipment out of 12 on average.
I have what 10 years ago were the most popular apps in the App Store.
Yes.
And the only thing I got out of this is I'm completely predictable and just a regular person like everybody else, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
You're special, just like everybody.
What makes you think you're so special?
The number one app 10 years ago was the Facebook app, which I did not have. But I did have the Google Earth app. I did have the iHandy Level 3 app, a level on my phone, which I've used all the time. It's so handy. Hanging pictures, putting up a fence post, whatever.
I don't have that. I'm an idiot.
Certainly hurt the Level industry. I don't know if you had stock in
Big Level.
The Pandora radio app. Everybody had that one back in the day, 10 years ago. The flashlight.
That one's still kicking pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
The Pandora. Yeah.
Pandora's
the,
alive.
The flashlight app I had in 2009, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's just now like a standard feature on phones.
Yep.
Backgrounds was an app you could get in 2009, so you could have different backgrounds. How cool is that?
Not.
The Weather Channel app was very popular back then.
I still have that. It's a fine forecasting tool.
You wonder about the barometric pressure?
I like the hourly thing. Yeah, honey, it's 57 now, but it says by 9 o'clock it'll be 73.
I never downloaded this one, but everybody showed me theirs, the virtual Zippo lighter app.
Oh, remember how popular I had that one.
So, boy. That craze is clearly over, right? That was like the very beginning of phones where it was just useless. It was just, isn't it neat that this can do this? And you look at it one time and then you're done.
Correct.
You have no need for it at that point. That was one of those.
Wasn't there an app that if you strummed across your screen, it would make a guitar noise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Very novel.
The MySpace app was still in the top 15 in 2009, even though Facebook had just come on the scene. Hey, MySpace, you're soon to die.
What? No, or not.
Steal office supplies or whatever you want to do, because you're about
to close out. Sell.
You're about done. And then finally this. Biologists have figured out what made civilization possible. Oh, and what we've got coming up is really good. So the New York Times, this just came across the wire. They ask all the Democratic candidates 18 questions. Some of them are serious, some of them are fluff, and then they have all the answers in a row in short form, and it's really easy to access it.
That's a hell of a lot more useful than the so-called debates.
I actually think it will be.
Yeah. Huh.
Biologists think they found the secret ingredient that made civilization possible. Human societies are so prosperous compared to other animals. And all that different story. It's not just the fact that we're smarter.
You ask a chimp to lend you $20, he's just going to chee-chee at you. They don't have it. They're very poor.
He'll throw crap at you.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't
$20? I'm a chimp! I don't have $3! And then he'll throw his feces at you. Right. Because they resent our wealth.
I'll take that as a no. Using a branch of mathematics called evolutionary game theory to explore this feature of human societies, my collaborators and I have found. I'm reading this. I'm not one of the clever.
You're more a lone wolf guy.
That empathy is the uniquely human thing, our ability to take another person's perspective, that is responsible for sustaining extraordinarily high levels of cooperation in societies.
Yes. And empathy. That would probably be why most of us so bitterly resent those who would violate the social compact by being very rude or drive dangerously or
that's called stern judging.
Yes, it is.
A common norm in human society is called
my specialty.
Stern judging. That is kind of your specialty.
It is.
Be like if I listen to Howard Stern, I think that wasn't very good today. That's my stern
judging. Stern was hilarious today.
A common norm in human society is called stern judging, for instance, rewards cooperators. And puts a lot of shame on, even though we're trying to do away with shame, which is, God, an integral part of society's functioning is shame.
Gotta have shame.
But the modern movement is to do away
with
it.
Shame!
Nobody should feel ashamed for any bad thing they're doing to themselves or others.
Shame!
Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I remember it was really hot a while ago, and I read a bunch about why altruism, kindness, generosity, is an adaptive trait. Why giving away your, you know, whatever, your peanuts is actually a way to get more of them. And the social science, which is science in name only, really.
If you give me snacks, you're not getting more snacks in return. I am eating those snacks.
Well, see, that's why you're outside the tribe. We really would like to drum you out and have you go starve.
What am I, some sort of snack multiplier? I don't even know how I would get more peanuts if you gave me peanuts. Plant a peanut tree? Is that how it works?
Well, that's why, again, you are not popular in the tribe.
So he is a snacker, though. Yeah. He's got a weakness for snacks.
So here are some of the questions they asked all the Democratic candidates, and we'll hit you with the answers in quick form, I hope, coming up.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. I'll probably read the whole thing. In an ideal world, would anyone own handguns? I want to know what they all think about
that. In an ideal world. Okay, that's intriguing.
Does anybody deserve to have $1 billion, which is an interesting question.
Wow.
Who is your hero and why? How many hours of sleep do you get every night? I'm not so sure I need to know how much sleep Tulsi Gabbard gets every night, but
I have no dams to give.
I only want to know Bernie's answer to that question.
I'll sleep when I'm dead, which will be soon. I sleep for 27 hours, which is more than one day.
What do you do to relax? Etc.
So some pretty solid essay, tough questions, and just some more fluffy stuff, personal stuff? Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
And you can pick whichever one's your favorite. Joe will choose them, and I'll hit you with the answers. That's coming up next. I think it'll be good. I've already read at least one of them, and I found it really interesting on the whole should anybody have $1 billion question. Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a 5-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, "Hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more." Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know. nationally, and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Trump held a rally in Orlando, Florida tonight to officially launch his reelection campaign. You're launching your reelection campaign? You've been running for reelection since your second day in office. You talk about 2020 more than a guy who just got LASIK.
Hey, now.
Hi-yo.
Yeah, well, that's the modern thing, man. Elections are pretty much omnipresent, so.
Hey, Michael, play that music again. Could you? Same thing? We were talking about why human beings have civilization and have built the wealth that other animals haven't. Why does a squared-off wave, a.k.a. a distorted electric guitar, sound so great? Practically universally to the human ear. Just changes the shape of the wave. That's it. Why does that sound so friggin' good? What's going on there? Anyway, you can turn it off.
Well, the guy who invented it didn't think it sounded good. It's completely an accident of history.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Fender and all the others who invented it, they went out of their way to try to avoid that.
Right. And then guys started poking holes in their cones to get that sound.
Anywho.
Bunch of cone pokers.
So, the debates are going to be practically worthless as to figure out who's the best candidate to run for president, and that's one of the main things people are looking forward to make that decision. The New York Times, with a much better tool today, 18 questions for all the candidates, and you can look at the questions, pick the ones that are interesting to you, quickly access their answers. Mm. It's pretty good. And there's a bunch of different questions. Some of them are fluff. Some of them are serious. Joe went for the first question he wants to hear. Does anyone deserve to have $1 billion?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
I'm not going to give you every answer. It would take too long, and I want to hit a couple of these. But the ones that stand out, or the big candidates, are the ones that stand out. Elizabeth Warren. And again, the question, does anyone deserve to have $1 billion? When kids are struggling with $1.5 trillion in student debt, then I got a lot of problems with billionaires who are not paying their fair share. That's not answering the question.
Nope.
That's what that one is.
Right.
Steve Bullock. Governor of Montana.
Never mind Steve Bullock.
Who doesn't have a prayer.
Right.
Somebody may well deserve, if they've earned $1 billion, to have it, but I'm more concerned about the person that deserves to be able to take care of the family. Okay.
Okay. Well dodged.
Beto O'Rourke. I don't know that anybody deserves to have $1 billion.
So it's an interesting way to phrase the question, but they are getting some interesting answers. As
Cory Booker.
Clint Eastwood says at the end of Unforgiven, deserves got nothing to do with it.
Cory Booker, I'm bothered when people don't understand that they have an obligation to use their best measure of devotion of resources to sacrifice for the common good.
And we're through with you.
That's one of
Thanks
the reasons.
Thanks for coming.
It's one of the reasons he's not breaking through. I understand what he's trying to do there. Just way too many words and way too esoteric. And just, yeah, you got to have an answer. Bernie Sanders.
Very senatorly.
Bernie Sanders, we have grotesque levels of income and wealth inequality. Kirsten Gillibrand, the phoniest of all of them, I think no one deserves to have $1 billion.
Good answer. Thanks for showing up.
Kamala Harris, if they earn it and work hard for it, sure. Good answer.
Very reasonable. Very.
Eric Swalwell, your guy.
Swalwell!
If you work hard, this should be a country where your potential is limitless.
Huh, okay. Good answer.
Bill de Blasio.
Who cares?
I only care because he's painted as such a super socialist lefty.
Mm-hmm.
people work hard and make a lot of money. I don't begrudge them that they earn their money. Of course, he's in New York City where most of the billionaires are, so yeah. I suppose he got to...
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard, those who work and earn money in this country, it's not a bad thing.
She grew up in a cult or something, Hansen was telling me. I got to look into that.
Let me find one more that I think might be interesting. I don't know how... Pete Buttigieg, because I thought his answer was kind of good. There's another... Oh, Julian Castro, which I'm learning from this is... he's the leftiest of them all, I think. Oh,
really?
Julian Castro.
Oh, yeah.
Yang, Andrew Yang, who I find very interesting, and as Sean and I were discussing, he's clearly going to end up in somebody's cabinet if a Democrat wins. Do I think there's something intrinsically wrong there being billionaires in the world? No, I do not, said Andrew Yang. Julian Castro says if they worked... Oh, actually, I'm sorry, I was thinking of his gun answer. If they worked hard and came about it fairly, that's okay with me. I certainly think they should pay more in taxes. Seth Moulton, we live in a country that's founded on the principle of equal opportunity. We're not a country of equal results.
Wait a minute. That's from a Democrat?
I'd say overall, there were more I'm okay with it if they earned it answers than anything else.
Which is worth observing.
Which is worth observing for the way the... you know, the candidates have been portrayed.
We received an email from a left-leaning listener, a Democrat, who said, listen, the wackadoo stuff, most of us aren't that. And, you know, fair enough. Nor are conservatives fascists.
Do you want to pick one of the silly ones? I'm just kind of interested in who is your hero and why. They ask, how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
That's just dumb.
If somebody gets 20 or 1, I find that answering, but something in between yeah. 6 and 9 is not that exciting.
Man, really? No, I'll go with whatever you think. The hero thing's intriguing. I can see a lot of posturing.
Spider-Man. Bernie Sanders. The original Batman or Superman, Buster Crab. That's mine. He went with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He should have read that article yesterday we were talking about.
Stalin is my hero.
Oh, geez. Hickenlooper went with John Holmes. No, he went with Abraham Lincoln. John Delaney went with Abraham Lincoln.
Nice.
Kirsten Gillibrand went with Harriet Tubman, who's about
to be...
What
would get me the most money?
Who's about to be on the $20 bill that's coming
out. Or not.
Or not. Okay, I didn't know that. Mm. Julian Castro went with Cesar Chavez. Kamala Harris's hero, Shirley Chisholm.
Mm, yeah. Civil rights. The first black woman in the Senate?
Seth Moulton.
He's a late-night talk show host. Why do you keep bringing him up?
Seth Moulton?
Yeah. Late night with Seth Moulton, right?
Seth Moulton is the guy I picked first to get out because we'll never have a president named Seth. He went with John F. Kennedy. Eric Swalwell went with John Lewis. Cory Booker went with... My personal heroes are my parents. My political heroes are people in this community who were never elected to office but shaped the politics of our town.
Thanks for coming.
Once again, Cory Booker, long, complicated, trying to be a little too cute answer.
Yeah. We've got enough. Thank you. You don't want me to read? Nah, not really.
Tim Ryan, my personal hero, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Okay. And his political hero, John F. Kennedy.
Not
Baker
a good answer.
Baker Mayfield?
Quarterback of the Cleveland, Amy Klobuchar, her political hero, Walter Mondale. Oh, she's from Minnesota. That's it. What's coming up in your news, Marshall? I got a few more of that stuff.
Well, Trump lighting it up in Orlando. Major Armstrong and Getty 2020 Democrat political death pool update.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And how your smartphones affect what and how you eat.
We got somebody else getting out? All right. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower elite dealer.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother. I don't know the kid.
Okay.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You know what I think I'm taking from reading through these various candidates' answers to questions is while there are several of them that are way left of the mainstream, even of the Democratic Party, not the majority of them.
Mm.
The media is way left of the Democratic Party.
Wow.
And emphasizes the stuff that they're into in a way that would make you believe the Democratic Party is way further left than it actually is.
Interesting.
The media is the AOC crowd or the Julian Castro crowd, or even to the left of him on some issues.
Yeah, I would point out that two of the three Democratic frontrunners are way left: Liz Warren and Bernie Sanders.
No doubt.
But yeah, that might represent. I'm thinking of the current figures, somewhere around 25%.
Who was your hero? Probably 17 out of the 20-some said Abraham Lincoln. That's a safe choice. I mean, it could literally be true. It's a pretty good choice. George Will said yesterday Abraham Lincoln was a zero.
How many of you mentioned the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, just out of curiosity?
Just one.
Huh.
But if you ever want a safe answer that nobody's ever going to challenge you on or get mad at you,
yeah,
just say Abraham Lincoln.
You can say George Washington, but yeah, he's got the slaves.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Speaking of slaves, this just across the wire. The House is going to vote on a
slavery
reparations measure.
Oh, for God's sake.
Speaking of slavery, we got this text. Glad you reminded me. So earlier we were talking about how AOC compared what we're doing on the border do you have that in your newscast?
No. Well, she didn't compare it. She said, we are running.
Yeah. Good point.
Concentration camps.
We are running concentration camps. This administration is running concentration camps on the border. We got this text. As the show's go-to Jew, I didn't know we had a go-to Jew, but apparently this is our go-to Jew.
If you need a Jew.
As the show's go-to Jew, it is mind-boggling how the left is defending AOC on her comment. Imagine a Republican using a slavery analogy to describe something as legitimate as detaining illegal aliens.
Right.
You'd get killed for that.
Right. It'd be idiotic.
Saying it is as bad as slavery.
Right.
No, you could never do that. News now with Marcia Phillips.
All right, President Trump officially kicking off his re-election campaign, telling a huge crowd in Orlando he's running to keep America great. Trump taking a number of shots at Democrats, accusing them of aiming to shred the Constitution and rip the country apart.
And as we fight to make life better for all Americans, the Democrat Party has become more radical, more dangerous, and more unhinged than at any point in the modern history of our country.
Ooh. Trump saying his re-election slogan will indeed be Keep America Great, following the original Make America Great Again. And he contended that he would make good on his 2016 promises.
We're going to keep making America great again, and then we will indeed keep America great.
Also known as the maintenance phase.
Better than ever before. We're going to keep it better than ever before. And that is why tonight I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
So you people who are anti-Trump, how can you be against keeping it better than it's ever been before? Doesn't that sound good? Hey, by the way, the Metaphor Hall of Fame just called, we have retired shredding the Constitution. It is now enshrined in the hall, and you need to stop using it.
So that's a guy almost exactly 4 years after he announced he was running to the day, with that crowd going crazy and full live coverage on Fox, the network where several of their pundits the day he announced wouldn't even dignify it with a comment. Wouldn't even dignify his announcement with a comment.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting, including George Will and Charles Krauthammer. I'm not even going to acknowledge that was their view of Trump announcing he was going to run. Interesting.
Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee says President Trump raised nearly $25 million for his reelection in less than 24 hours. In a tweet, the RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, said the enthusiasm across the country for this president is unmatched and unlike anything we have ever seen.
I think that may be true, or you know, it's in the top tier. The question is, are there enough people that are enthused to win an election? That's the question. The people that are super into Trump are super into Trump.
MAGA! All right, now, we've got an update for you. An update in the Armstrong and Getty 2020 campaign death pool draft. And Joe Getty, listen up.
Whoa, yeah, what? What? Talk to me.
He is not dead yet. While he failed to qualify for the June debate because he hadn't met the polling or donation requirements set by the Democratic National Committee, Montana governor and presidential candidate Steve Bullock managed to qualify for the second Democratic primary debate in July.
What? So he's staying in.
He's back. He's alive.
No.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that was based on whichever Sunday show interview he did a couple of weeks ago in which he was... There's no way you could listen to that and think he was not a strong candidate.
You're not a strong candidate, Steve. You're humiliating yourself. Get out now.
He's a serious man and a real candidate. Whether or not he'll get anywhere, he may never get above 1%.
Yeah, what happened was Bullock got 1% of votes in a CBS News Battleground Tracker poll on Sunday.
You listen to governors or even Mayor Pete, people that have done executive stuff. They just sound completely different than all these legislators.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friends, does your phone influence your dining choices? Well, we got new research from BRP Consulting that finds 40% of dining experiences now involve a smartphone or mobile device. From your initial search for a place to eat to sharing the experience on social media, and this trend is gathering even more strength as millennials who are well acquainted with smartphones will be overtaking baby boomers as the largest generation in the U.S. next year, according to Pew Research. Positive, Sean? How do you feel about this new responsibility?
So we have a go-to Jew.
I'm supposed to do something different?
We have a go-to Jew. Apparently, Sean has to answer for all millennials.
Yes. I'd never take pictures of my food to post on. So, no, that's not true. I did it when I grilled some stuff when I got the new grill.
Yes, you did.
But typical meals, no. I mean, nobody wants to see my cereal.
No, I don't get that whole thing personally. But
anyway, that's your name.
I was texting out my gluttony the other day. That was an empty basket with just one bite of my cheeseburger remaining.
And remember that Yelp manipulates reviews based on whether the company spends money with them or not.
True. Oh, yeah.
Misleading, mobbed up, dishonest. I mean, for instance,
allegedly.
This Yelp review of the Armstrong and Getty show. No, not allegedly. They're guilty.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. When I first listened to the show about a year ago, I enjoyed the humor. But as time went on, I realized this is a very right-wing show. They have said the most horrendous, untrue things about President Obama and President Clinton.
Why are there?
I doubt that.
Why are there Yelp reviews for radio shows?
I don't know, but there are quite a bit of them. We overall we get 4 stars. I think
that's good enough to stay in the industry.
Oh, please, fine.
It's 4 out of 5, right? Not 4 out of 10.
Yes, it's some of the best ratings I've ever gotten for anything I've ever done in my life.
That's an 80%. That's a solid B, which is my whole life is trying
Correct.
To get a B.
Right, that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Do we have the first serious shot at Joe Biden, as everybody's been very tepid in their criticism, referring to other generations and that sort of stuff? Well, here you go. This just came across.
So, tweeted from Bill de Blasio.
Who's at like 1%?
Yeah, it's 2019. I'm just reading the tweet now. It's 2019, and at Joe Biden is longing for the good old days of, quote, civility, end quote, typified by James Eastland. Eastland thought my multiracial family should be illegal and that whites were entitled to, quote, the pursuit of dead N-words, end quote. Follow-up tweet, it is past time for apologies or evolution from Joe Biden. He repeatedly demonstrates that he is out of step with the values of the modern Democratic Party.
Now, I don't know the backstory on this. Maybe you've looked it up. But how is de Blasio putting on Biden some guy using an N-bomb? Does that make any sense?
So Joe Biden was recalling times that he worked with James Eastland, who was a segregationist senator from Mississippi, I believe.
Right, and he was talking about the civility.
Hey, the civility,
then.
Back when I worked with
we
people
worked
like
together.
This fine folk. And then so then people are hanging that around. That was not a good time. He was not a good person.
Okay. So he'll have to answer for that.
glowing reviews of Strom Thurmond and his life. Yeah, we'll hear plenty of that.
Wow. All right.
I want to hear more from that list of the candidates and their questions and
Do
answers.
That. You want to know how many hours a night they sleep.
Here's my favorite Yelp review of the show from Matthew. They are both anti-Trump and pro-Trump. I hate them half the time. They act better than everyone, then act humble. Jack is such a simpleton. Joe is loud and obnoxious. But I do appreciate Jack's intelligence and Joe's quiet contemplation. Sad!
Sad! All right, more from the New York Times interview with all the candidates coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hey, Sue, remember that guy I used to date, Tom?
Oh, yeah, the successful stockbroker. Nice guy. Smart, cute. He seemed like the whole package.
Yeah, well, not quite the whole package. When it came time to perform in the bedroom, he was a dud, not exactly lighting up the scoreboard.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Our life in the bedroom wasn't that good, so I dumped him.
Hey guys, don't be that guy. You need to be the Noxitril guy. Noxitril is the natural male enhancement pill that works to increase blood flow fast. Noxitril is so strong and powerful, it's like Viagra on steroids. Unlock your bedroom confidence and be the Noxitril guy. Call now and take advantage of our free bottle offer. Ship discreetly to your door. Perform on demand with Noxitril. Don't be a dud. Perform like a stud with Noxitril.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids, for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate, an Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane.
Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Guess that's why I heard an interview about it on NPR on the drive-in today was the fact that it just came across the wire. The House is going to have some sort of vote on the reparations measure to please enough people that they'll shut up about it for a while.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it'll ever happen, but NPR took it completely seriously and had a guy on representing it. And the host asked the question that everybody always gets into right away is how do you figure out who gets a check for how much, and what about people that, you know, all that sort of stuff. So if we just got this text, my ancestors fought in Union armies, one died in the Civil War, how much do I owe the descendants of slaves, et cetera, et cetera. The guest that they had on representing the reparation cause said it would be more economic, fixing economic injustices, like has been done in some nations where you would transfer traditionally owned white land or white businesses to black people. And I thought,
my God.
Oh, okay. And the host just kind of moved on to the next question. He just put out an example of how we would end up in a full-on killing people in the streets race war. It'd be like South Africa.
Yeah, forced confiscation of the property of white people.
Sure. Take that guy's business or that farm that has belonged to white people and give it to black people and see how that works out from a violent standpoint.
Right.
Good Lord! And NPR treated that, okay, that's one way to do it. All right. Wow.
Be you a first-generation immigrant from Romania or the direct descendant of the worst slavers, you will pay. And, you know, well, there are many examples of why it's just a ridiculous proposition. But
so New York Times asked all the candidates 18 questions. It's worth a read because it's a pretty quick way to look at what they all think of things. One of the questions was how much you sleep a night. I thought it was interesting. Almost all of them said 6 hours, which is what I get. So that seems to be the go-to number if you're undersleeping and consider yourself busy. I like this question. In an ideal world, would anyone own handguns? Pete Buttigieg, I respect the desire of people to have a means of self-defense. Andrew Yang, talking about a future where no one that owns a handgun is frankly not going to match up with reality. That's just being practical about it.
Yeah.
My
question would be, because I'm annoying, what do you mean by ideal world?
Marianne,
I mean, if it's an ideal world, well, nobody need one.
Marianne Williamson, I'm not for messing with the Bill of Rights. John Hickenlooper, study after study shows that having a handgun makes you less safe, not more. All right, John Hickenlooper. Right. Eric Swalwell.
Go watch some porn with your mom, yeah?
Eric Swalwell, I have no problem with people owning guns. Jay Inslee, I do believe that there is a right privately for firearms. Julian Castro.
I would not have guessed that from Inslee.
Julian Castro, in an ideal world, people would not own handguns. Not sure what he means by that.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be going with the...
In an ideal world, there'd be no need for them.
Being overly picky like Joe. In an ideal world, people wouldn't commit crimes.
Yeah.
Human nature wouldn't exist. I mean, I don't know why you go down
that's just a dumb way to phrase the question, I think.
Steve Bullock, Governor Montana. Every legal firearm owner that I know wants to keep themselves and their family safe. Kirsten Gillibrand. I'm not opposed to gun ownership. What I'm opposed to is gun violence. Okay.
Wow, the in favor of gun violence crowd isn't going to be voting for you.
Bernie Sanders! I think if used in a sportsman-type way, yeah, I think that would be acceptable.
Sportsman-type way.
That's right. Such a Bernie answer.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
They confiscated them in my model society, the Soviet Union!
I would be interested in what his answer would be if somebody's breaking into my house and I shoot them.
Call the authorities.
That's not exactly sport, but I wonder if he's okay with that. Beto O'Rourke, in an ideal world, we would listen to people instead of a political action committee like the NRA.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard, I support the Second Amendment. Michael Bennett, in an ideal world, Donald Trump would not be our president. I don't like.
Wow. Wow. As, I hope you're able to hear our chat with Lan He Chen. He was talking about how these so-called debates are just zinger fests. You're trying desperately to get a zinger in so you're memorable. That's a zinger.
Dummy.
Cory Booker, as president of the United States, I'm going to bring a fight to this problem like folks have never seen before. He has talked about that a lot.
All right.
Amy Klobuchar, I have never come out for banning guns. There's more okay with it as it currently is than anything else on out of these.
Yep.
Elizabeth Warren, my family had guns when I was growing up. My brother had guns. Kamala Harris.
My tribe mostly had bows and arrows.
Wow.
Huh, what?
We had a sport we'd play with a bison bladder. kick it between the teepees. It was worth 5 points.
What now?
Anyway, I thought it was worth a read, get an idea of what
the
sure,
I was
about.
Hoping for more. Huh? I'm enjoying it.
Isn't the show about over?
What? No, we got many, many minutes to go. Still. I was just reading about Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, she doesn't have a chance. She had a very strange upbringing and continued relationships with this odd offshoot of, like, Hare Krishna, kind of one of your Eastern religion culty things. And some of her close associates are still associated with it.
Not which, her fault.
Well, she doesn't have to associate with them, but seems reasonably harmless. Of course, I haven't read the whole article yet.
Well, is it anything weird or strange, or is it just a different branch of a religion? That's a little bigoted. Like I mean, is there anything weird going on?
You're bigoted. Your face is bigoted. I don't know. I haven't finished the article yet.
In an ideal world, Donald Trump wouldn't be president.
Right?
What kind of answer is that on the gun question?
Dummy.
It's time for Final Thoughts. Final Thoughts. The Final Thoughts. It's time for Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Took him 6 months to write that.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Has anybody hurt?
Oh, that's funny.
Let's get a final thought from everybody. There he is, our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips. Final thought.
Got to tell you, my hero is a sandwich. I sleep in shifts, 3 hours here, 4 hours there. And I certainly would appreciate knowing a billionaire. Get in touch with me at armstrongandgetty.com.
My hero's a sandwich. Michelangelo in the control room. What's your final thought?
Marshall did a story about millennials and how they always order food using their smartphones. It's probably to avoid people, but I've encouraged, hey, cook a meal, invite friends over. We got to have dinner tables, you know, returning to the households.
Here, here. Positive Sean, final thought.
Yes, on today, June 19th, it was June 19th, 1865, nearly 20,000 troops led by Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, to read Order Number 3, which informed the people of Texas that the remaining 250,000 slaves were to be freed and could begin working for wages. They were the last slaves to hear this. Mm. This day has become known as Juneteenth.
Oh, okay.
Right? So happy
right.
Juneteenth to everyone out there.
So that's why the reparations bill today. Gotcha.
Jack, final thought for us.
Yes, I stopped on the way to the swimming pool yesterday with my kids and bought myself a new swim shirt, but the large was a different kind of large, apparently.
Mm.
And I was a grown man with a sausage casing on him walking around the pool yesterday with a... I'm hoping there was no video whatsoever.
My final thought is one of the federal laws that are still on the books that we'll talk about at length tomorrow is there are so many federal laws nobody even knows how to count them. It's illegal to use a falconry bird in a movie if the movie isn't about falconry.
Ah, good law.
Oh, boy.
Should have been illegal for me to wear that swim shirt in public. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Check out the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
and the show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
It's National Croissant Day.
So everybody go out and get a croissant. Because it's that day. It's why.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.